Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, Oscar, it's crazy. The election is over a year away, and it's all we're hearing about in the news. If it's not the Republicans, it's the Democrats or the people that are supporting candidates. Mm-hmm. That's what's beginning now. And we actually have booked an interview here, and we want to get it on at the front part of the show. This is one of the biggest supporters of one of the candidates that's out there. And it's a famous person.
Oh, that's a huge get.
It's a famous, I should say, constituent that wants to sing the praises of this candidate. So
super PAC.
Super yeah. PAC indeed.
I want to hump Trump.
We're going to call him up at this point. He should be at his place of business, I believe. Usually after the third ring. Sometimes the fourth. Boy, I wish this was video so we could see him.
Hello.
Hello.
Donald, Donald Duck Trump's office.
Oh, is this the office of Donald Duck Trump?
Yeah, this is Donald Duck Trump's office.
And who am I speaking to?
This is the receptionist, Mickey. Hi, Oscar.
Can we speak with Donald Duck Trump?
Yeah, we'd love
hold
to
on
speak
just a second.
Hey, before you go, Mickey, we actually have some availability on our network, and we have some production all ready to go.
Okay.
Would you ever like to do a podcast for us?
Sure. Yeah. What do we call it?
It's Mickey.
Let me get Donald Duck Trump.
Thank you. He'll be right with us. Oh.
Hello.
God bless you.
Sorry, I'm battling a bit of a cold.
Can you enter and enter and sign in, please?
This is Donald Doug Trump. The probably the most successful, powerful cartoon character ever since cartoons have been invented.
Now you are.
I'm sorry, I got a little raspy throat today. Sorry about that. Hold on, let me just take a sip of water. Hold
sure.
on just a second.
Sure.
I'll be right back with you. Who's calling? Is this the Mike O'Mara Show
Mike
again?
Mike O'Mara Show, this is again.
Hold on.
Yes, again. We've been
pestering
you.
Good water. Okay, hold on.
What kind of water is that?
Hold on, it's just the sparkling Donald Duck Trump water.
Can you describe it?
It comes right after Bill, right off the bill. Yes. Hi, how are you? It's great to be with you. This is, it's an honor to talk to me. I don't know what it is for me to talk to you, but, being one of the most powerful, successful cartoon characters in the history of cartoon characters, it's great to be here, and I'm ready for the interview. Ask any questions you have.
Most people don't know, Donald, that you actually helped build the Magic Kingdom.
That's right.
I actually was instrumental in creating the entire Magic Kingdom. The Magic Kingdom and all of the Disney properties would not exist without Donald Dunk Trump. And that's why they show me the respect they show me. That's why I have a large closet full of custom-made jackets that they make for me.
Oh, the sailor suit?
Yes. No pants. No pants. Make sure there are no pants.
Can you describe your sailor suit?
Hold on.
Us?
My lunch is arriving. Oh, okay. Just a second here. Let me see what I've got here. Oh, cheeseburgers, my favorite.
Multiple cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers and, I have to tell her, the waitress. All right, yes, go ahead, continue.
Now, since you were instrumental in the construction of not only Disneyland, but also Disney World, both of the Magic Kingdoms.
Yes, of course.
Is it true that when you built the one in Florida, Disney World, you made the castle taller?
The tallest castle of any amusement park in the continental United States. They could have gone to the other characters. You won't see any of the losers from SeaWorld or Universal Studios coming over to the Magic Kingdom. You know why?
Why?
Very simply. Hold on. Because they're embarrassed. They're embarrassed when they see how successful Donald Duck Trump has been. And that's why all the other characters in the Disney family look up to me, because I'm their undisputed leader.
Do you deal with the other characters?
oh, Mickey is here, Pluto, Goofy, you know, they're rubes, really.
Really?
They wouldn't be anywhere without me, you know, and you might say that Mickey, because he was the first, was somewhat of a hero. He's no hero.
He's not?
He's no, no, I don't like heroes. I'm not a big fan of that word. I don't consider myself a hero. What I consider Donald Duck Trump to be is an unbelievably powerful, successful, good manager of other cartoon characters. That's what I am.
You Hold manage on. Can the
I,
other
would
characters?
You mind? I know we're doing an interview. Yes. May I have a bite of my cheeseburger
Please,
while
sure,
we're doing
sure.
this?
Please,
Thank
no problem.
You. Hold on. I have to thank the waitress again.
Okay,
go ahead. Continue with the interview,
if,
please.
If you don't mind, Donald.
Would you like to identify who you're speaking with to your
Donald,
listeners,
Donald
please?
Duck Trump.
Right.
Thank you. I wanted to hear you say it.
And you're at your office in the Magic Kingdom, right?
I'm at the top floor of the Magic Kingdom,
top
up right where the top spire is.
Oh, you're
there's
in the
no,
castle.
There's no princess in here. This is mine. This is where I belong, all right?
Donald,
no mistake about it.
Donald, let's talk about your foreign policy.
Yes.
What of Euro Disney?
Yeah.
Euro Disney, they look, I understand that this is a global economy, but what they are, the people that don't understand this about Euro Disney, those people are killers. Those cartoon characters with their French language are killers. And if we don't put our hammer down, they're going to send all of their foreign character cartoons over to our country, and it's going to be a disaster. And the next thing you know, you'll have Disney properties sprouting up in China, and you don't want China to get any of these.
Just you don't want any Asian cartoon characters like Naruto?
Naruto, no. You can save that for your producer, Rob. Thank you.
For clarification, Donald Duck Trump, you do have a Shanghai Disney.
Yes.
And you also have a property in Hong Kong.
Well, there's certainly a lot of duck egg on my face now, isn't there? Here's a note to all junior broadcasters. Before you're going to go into a Disney bit, know where their properties are located. But I will tell you this, even though there's one in Shanghai, we sold it to them. I do business with the Chinese characters. I know that. I do that on a regular basis. But that doesn't mean we have to let them get over on us. You know what the Disney characters in Shanghai are?
What?
They're smart. And they're smarter than our current leadership. That's why we have to be smarter. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. I do.
Thank you.
While we're talking... Oh, pardon me. While we're talking...
Hold on. Oh, okay. Hold on. My wife... Duckalania just walked in.
Duckalania. I thought you were with Daisy.
Daisy Duck.
No, it's Duckalania. Oh. Duckalania, how are you? Okay. I love her. I was just telling
her.
Are you still hanging with your nephews?
My nephews, Huey and Dewey?
And Louie.
And Louie. Yes, they're still around here. They're pathetic losers. They are totally pathetic losers. The only reason they're still in my employ is they wrote me some good one-liners about Rosie O'Duckle.
Now, while we're talking international relations, do you ever leave the castle and head over to Epcot Center?
I don't. I stay in the castle and have people come to me. Occasionally, I will have a meeting with my ex-wife, Duckanka. Other than that, I have my sons who are here, Donald Duck Jr. and Danana, Duckana, Duckvana. Sorry. I'm sorry. Can you tell this was conceived 2 seconds before the show started? We've got a very powerful organization. Yes, Oscar.
Most people talk about your fortune, Donald Duck Trump, and the legacy that Scrooge McDuck left for you.
No, that's right. You come from old money.
Well, it was always a goal of mine to open up a golf course in Scotland, and that was, of course, because of my uncle Scrooge McDuck. And they gave me such a hard time because the people over there are losers. They don't understand what strong and big and successful is. And as soon as Donald Duck Trump got off his private jet and got on Scottish soil, I mentioned the fact that I had Scrooge McDuck, who was my uncle. And once they got a chance to meet me, Donald Duck Trump, and my lovely wife, Duckania... They were very thrilled with the project. And I am really excited that we are going to have one of the best duck pond golf courses you have ever seen, where all the ducks can play. And it'll be something that'll be a treasure for the Scottish Ducks.
But I apologize,
no,
Rob.
It's fine,
speaking of money, and we would be remiss to not mention it, that duck pin bowling really made an impact on your fortune.
I invented that. I said, look, what a wonderful name, duck. Is there anything more American? There's the other word that has another letter that begins with, but I'm not going to talk about that right now. I said, this is wonderful. Duck pin bowling will be fantastic. And listen, I'm looking at my watch now. I'm running out of time. I invite both of you boys to come out and see the greatest sports team in the history of sports team. I'm talking, of course, about the Mighty Duck.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm very old school, believe it or not. Like, I think the guy should always pay on the first date for sex. And I was thinking about this last night. I was having some wine and weed and an Ambien. Or as I call it, tucking myself in. Good night, Moon. And I do drink a lot. I can't believe you guys like have kids. And how do you not drink for 9 months? That's crazy to me. But my mom always says she drank through all four pregnancies, but I'm an only child. So I don't know. I think that I get labeled a sex comic just because I'm a woman. You know, like, I feel like a guy could get up here and literally pull his d*** out and everyone would be like, he's a thinker, but I... Thank you, the ladies and three guys.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Happy Viper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, ladies and gentlemen, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by Blinds.com. I will tell you something about Blinds.com.
Yes.
If there is a company out there that can get me to do a do-it-yourself project,
yeah,
I am telling you they are the best. And that's what Blinds.com did when I was, it seems like a short time ago.
Yes.
I was in my kitchen putting up my plantation shutters, and Blinds.com walked me through the whole process. I did it, and I loved them so much that I had them put up blinds in my bedroom as well. Here's the thing about August. It's either hotter than ever or it's hinting at the arrival of fall and cooler temperatures. Either way, Blinds.com's here to help. Cellular shades from Blinds.com have you covered in both extremes. Cellular shades, which I have in my bedroom, they have an insulating honeycomb core. They're lightweight, and they also keep the outside temperatures outside. So whether it's too hot or too cold, they work both ways. Blinds.com has been helping folks for over 25 years. It's a wonderful company with great customer service. The people you deal with on the telephone will immediately reassure you that everything's going to be just fine, because it is. It's super affordable, easy to install. I did it myself. And their SureFit guarantee, if you measure wrong, Blinds.com will remake your product for free, even if it's your mistake. Go to Blinds.com today and start enjoying your home and patio without the annoying heat and glare. You'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com, as seen in my Florida home, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Donald
Duck. I hate that, Rob. I don't know what we change it to, but they are in my Florida home.
I know that.
They are, though, but it just says they're in my home.
All right, well, we'll cross out the word Florida.
To be fair, they're both the size of my condo. God bless you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this. Yes, downsized to two. Take a big one, divide it by two, and live in both of them at different times of the year.
And craft baby marshmallows.
I was talking to Shannon yesterday. He said, you know, Mike's got it right. Like, he's got a nice, a quaint home in Florida that really fits your needs, because you've got little Michael and your wife, right?
If someone would like to, I'm not, because I am with all the exposure
exposure that we all do on this show, where right. we lay ourselves bare, there's one thing I do draw the line sometimes. I always remember how freaked out I was when Washingtonian took pictures of my house and published it without me.
Oh, knowing. They did?
What?
Yeah. They did that
Washingtonian
a long time
magazine?
Ago.
I
Washingtonian
had no idea.
Magazine. They still do that feature where they show properties that people have. And I remember it was kind of weird for me. And I don't
I
remember
so.
The exact circumstances
well,
for it.
It so, wouldn't be weird now because they wouldn't go.
They wouldn't go. Exactly. They wouldn't travel down to Florida. But I will tell you, if you want to know what my house, go get the Godfather Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene where Michael Corleone makes a trip down to Miami to visit Hyman Roth.
Yes.
And if you would like to see my house, that is the house that that I live in right now. You know, we go out on the sun porch and we have our tuna fish sandwiches. That's
I remember when we were down there and you said, make sure everyone sees the cake.
Yes. So enjoy your cake and the Rosati brothers. Anyway,
thought to live in two smaller or just smaller homes that are just adequate for what you need.
Yeah, yeah.
In different locations
climates.
And climates. I mean, that's really the dream that I think most people in this. And really in this area because the homes are so expensive.
Well, I mean, what it is I've grown up in an environment in the Washington, D.C. area yeah. that is too hot in the summer
yeah.
and too cold in the winter.
Yeah, but think about this. Let me finish my point. That because the homes are so expensive, you could hypothetically, if you could work remotely,
yes,
we could all pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
Because the homes are so expensive, right?
Yeah, and when we did it with you in L.A., and we think about that. I know you guys, and you know, and as both you guys know, we're always thinking about what to do with our technology and how we move around. And, you know, we're
God
never
going to
stop
man.
Thinking about that. We're going to think about ideas of where we can go and do the shows. And I love the idea, Oscar, to be honest with you. Every time you go out to L.A., I love the idea of, like, popping this tiny little unit that you can fit under your arm.
Yeah.
Carry it like a notebook. You can take that anywhere and do the show. A fantasy of mine is actually to do the show from a variety of locations for an extended period of time.
I remember
I
read
that.
I read that on your Ashley Madison profile.
Thank you.
I'm looking for no strings attached.
No strings attached,
October
just like Josh Duggar.
To February in Florida.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you have to have high-speed internet and a bubble bath.
Oh, my God. What were you guys talking about the Duggars again during the break here? We were,
Pony's,
were sitting there.
Pony's mom, Glenda, a friend of the program, and really a P1 of the program, is in the Duggar's hometown.
Can you say Pony's mom, Glenda, again?
Yes.
Pony's mom,
Glenda.
Yeah.
Okay,
speaking of profiles.
Pony, just go. Let me go on record. I didn't ask for the yeah. I was going for a whole princess.
The allegation is that Pony's banging his mom. For those of you just joining the program.
So it might not be an allegation as much as an implication.
Taboo 7.
Taboo.
She texted Pony from the Duggar's hometown because she's visiting for some reason, maybe on business or family. And she said that everybody in that town's upset at all the TV trucks that are, you know, have inundated the family town because of all the stories that have been breaking.
Well, maybe if they didn't make it such a comfortable environment for those hunyaks to have their 750 kids, maybe they wouldn't be in all the TV trucks. Down there.
I'm wondering how much of the money that the family got from the town to buy their buses and washing machines and sides of beef ended up in the pockets of Ashley Madison.
What does that man do, actually? Besides
his
being,
wife,
besides
all the time.
Does he have a regular job?
Can someone
Google Jim Bob Duggar? Let's find out.
He's in sales.
I think he sold used cars.
He's got to be in physical therapy with his hip flexor because I really don't believe he can actually do all that thrusting and not have any issues.
I just would like to know if he's obviously when he started out planting his seed 750 times, did he have a normal income stream? Because now they make they made money on the show.
I'd just be
curious. And then he got, you know, here's where they stepped off for me. Well, I didn't like the whole concept.
Step off.
Of the whole thing. Rob and I have been Duggar hating for a very, very long
time. I actually go back further than you because before they were even a thing on the Today Show, I tried to book them for the Don and Mike show.
Right.
And he was such a dick.
I mean, the old man?
Yeah, a robo dick. I said, Is it true you have 30,000 kids or however many they had then? Yes. Right. Well, we'd like to have you on our radio show. Well, I think that'd be very nice. Of course, you're not going to make fun of us, are you? And there'll be no talk of sexuality, will there? And we're also very biblical, so we want to keep it all way above board. And I'm like,
is that what he said?
Yes. And I'm like, we just want to talk to you for 5 minutes. We're not shooting a documentary here. And right. He had ground rules. And you know what? I just end up, I said, you know what? No thanks. Jim Bob.
So biblical that at that point, he then, if I'm doing my math right, knew that his son had some issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Likely.
And didn't report it to the police.
Very covered likely. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And now, of course, the whole Ashley Madison scandal has landed squarely. He's the first. There'll probably be more, but he is the first of the big time celebrities that have been outed by this hacked website, AshleyMadison.com. And, you know, Josh Duggar already has the allegations and the people that came forward that said he molested the young girls, including some of his own family. This is a very, very strange thing. So anything, what's the very latest on old Josh?
Yeah, Jim Bob Duggar.
Jim Bug, did you call him?
Jim Bug, yeah. In 84, he worked as an insurance salesman and a car salesman. And then after he accrued some money, he invested in real estate and cell phone towers.
Oh, nice. He's in telecommunications.
Yeah. Really? He invested in cell phone
towers?
Smart. I wondered. Do you think he had some shekels to rub together?
Oh, absolutely,
prior to this?
And you know what? Considering that he's gotten her pregnant 25 times, he probably wasn't standing very close to the towers. He must have done it remotely.
and he spent $250,000 of his own money on a failed Senate campaign for the Arkansas State Senate.
Oh, so he's been wanting power for a long time.
When did they move to Virginia? When did they move to Virginia?
Just the son did because he was working for that conservatorship.
They're Midwest family
values.
So is Glenda in Arkansas now, or is she in Virginia?
Oh, she's in Arkansas now.
Oh, really?
Is that visiting my brother, Kyle?
And you know what? While she's gone, Pony's got her wheels.
Yeah, I took her car.
Do you have family in Arkansas, Pony?
Yeah, my brother, Kyle. God.
I
had
no idea.
Oh, boy.
Hey, do you give your mom a big hug before she goes and sees your brother?
Oh, that's so nice.
You're disgusting.
That is so nasty.
Not at least I didn't give her shots in the ass.
Those were for medical reasons.
Oh, that's right. He's referring to when you gave your mother shots. That was on your other show.
Vitamin B. No, I said it here.
Is it weird, Pony? Is it weird when you have to eat a sandwich by yourself while she's gone?
Always. Every night.
Because I know you're into the sharing aspect of being the good son.
Absolutely.
You know, it goes on and on, and what people have to realize is the reason we talk about it a lot is none of this happens if you're not trying to create a public persona that is so vastly different than your private persona. You know, that's what the deal is. You talk about, for example, a Ben Affleck.
Right.
That's tabloid fodder for about, 3-4 weeks or something like that, right? The nanny, whatever. After that, it's like, okay, you didn't get Ben Affleck that was president of the community for family values. So they're not going to stay on him like that. But when you get the Josh Duggar guy, people salivate when something like this happens because of his professed love of all things holy. And he's going the opposite by spending a grand on Ashley Madison.
Really would have been bad if Ben Affleck had done like a PSA for an organization that was against banging the nanny. Then he really would have looked like a hypocrite.
The nanny, if that is true, those allegations, which is a lot of smoke, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it's just the fact, because she's pretty, but she's not like, oh, let me ruin my life pretty, right?
Right.
I have one Star magazine that I actually didn't even take out of the Walmart bag that I wanted to look at. And the only reason I picked it up, because there's everything about Affleck and this nanny, but I looked at her and she looked, she's relatively attractive, but she looked like trouble. In this picture, she had that kind of smirky
crazy
smile.
Eyes.
You know, that's like...
Yeah.
I give the meanest...
You want
meanest,
some of this, Ben?
The look that says, I give the meanest J ever, right?
That's kind of kind of what she's all about.
And do you think it was that she was so attractive, or do you think he's just up to here with Jennifer Garner?
I feel like it was a...
Don't you be picking on her. You don't like her, I do. So don't you be picking her. That is the crappiest thing to say, that he's up to here with Jennifer. You're blaming her. Well, hold on a second. I'm not done with Spiewak.
Why are
you?
Her.
How dare you? Well, how dare you,
she
sir?
All I'm saying is that if she
that's
looks
despicable,
if
Rob.
She looks that harsh and the credit card get a seat on an airplane ad, she might not look so good rolling out of bed.
I think she
Do you think Mrs. Spiewak got was up to here with you, and that's why she got on that plane and went to Japan a few years ago?
Wow. Low blow.
Wow. And speaking of low blows, let's talk about the nanny.
Okay. So
I love Jennifer Garner.
I
really
believe
do.
That it was just, it was sitting right there. It's low-hanging fruit. Why not?
Oh, dear.
Right?
Wow. If you have low-hanging fruit, you might want to see a doctor.
Low-hanging fruit. But she looked a little troublesome in that. But my point is that this will go away eventually. Right?
And,
even if he marries her, it doesn't matter. It's Hollywood.
But he's
the same reason that we prey on when, and I didn't mean the word as a pun, but like a fallen televangelist. It's so opposite from what they want to be.
By the way, John Oliver, who, and yes. please, note to self, Mr. O'Mara, please, I should subscribe to that. I should watch every episode. John Oliver,
it's after your bedtime,
does an incredible expose on the televangelist.
Ooh.
And
yeah, I saw
and
it.
Did you see the thing where he goes down the whole thing about what's legal?
How you get letters. He started his own church.
Incidentally, Oscar, I'm going to task you with this.
Yes.
Not that you don't have enough tasks, but you know what? Go back and look at that, and I think there's no reason why we couldn't make this a church as well. Now, the difference is John Oliver will probably not be taking any money.
No, he's giving it all to charity.
We'll give it to the charity that is us.
Yes.
Supplementing our incredible summer windfall of advertising revenues.
Yeah.
That's what we will do.
Our
I think
favorite
that's
nonprofit organization is us.
I hear the sarcasm. Just quickly, though, I really believe that that he did as a service, Ben Affleck, to all of us, especially men, that hire pretty nannies. Now we gotta hire the ugly ducklings because they've seen this story, all our wives and girlfriends, that they're just not gonna trust the cute nanny anymore.
Yeah. There was there's a babysitter we hired up here that was not easy on the eye, and but young, like daughter young for me, so I don't even go there. But she was unfortunately no longer going to be hanging around the O'Mara compound.
Wore those shorts.
15 minutes late the first time, A-OK. 15 minutes late the second time, two strikes, you're out. Thank
sorry,
you
buddy.
Much, yeah.
You know, Jennifer Garner isn't very punctual either.
Oh, shut up, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with more. This is the Michael Mary Show.
I know you think it's just rap. Just
it's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Gary Stein.
And on tomorrow's episode of our show, Gary tells us about his camping trip with the Boy Scouts.
Oh, boy.
Not when he was a kid.
No.
Just a week ago.
I'm sorry about it already.
And I'll tell you about my vacation exploits as well. Plus, we have a surprise special guest. Check it out. It's the Tony Perkins Show, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the free new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Jesus, Rofo, I hear that music for the promo, and I think, what are they doing? Wearing big, Sergeant Pepper jackets when they're doing that show? What's going on? It's like...
Is that Hanna-Barbera music?
It is. It's the underscore to Yogi Bear. I was talking about a camping trip.
You guys are losers.
From Pony.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, our show brought to you by Vistaprint. Hey, what if I told you an amazing way to promote your business for under 10 bucks right now at Vistaprint.com? You can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. Do it today. Don't be a loser. $9.99 for 500 business cards. This is the best deal out there. Pick from tons of industry-specific designs. Add your info and you're done, or you can upload your own artwork. And Pony, speaking of losers, you sent me the worst possible artwork in the history of artwork. What were you sending me? Like, you sent me artwork that was like outside of the frame. It just was weird. Can you do me a favor, send me everything you've got, and I'll go through it and see if I can find it.
That's right. With everything left in and nothing left out.
Your card will truly reflect you. We've all made cards at Vistaprint. They're always great, and we love them. We love Vistaprint. Want you to try them. Here's a special offer. Use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com and get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Remember, your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Vistaprint.com. Use promo code TMOS to get this offer. Remember, TMOS at Vistaprint.com. Rob Spiewak.
Mike O'Mara.
Tab Patterson is one of your buddies, correct?
Good buddy, good friend, yes.
Very, very good friend of Rob Spiewak. And, you know, because of that, I was kind of stunned when I saw two things online yesterday evening, to be specific. I went to the news feed, and yes. Tab posts a lot of stuff. And because Tab does, you know, he's somebody that I actually follow a little bit. Yeah. And I see on Tab, this is a link from Tab Patterson. Congratulations, buddy. You deserve all of this. And underneath is a picture of Rob Spiewak. And I read, Rob Radio returns to airwaves with three more affiliates. And I went, so Steve Bridges hooked Rob up and got him on KCJJ again and then gave him three more affiliates. And I read, Rob Radio returns to the airwaves, three more affiliates. Fans of the Rob Spiewak Radio Show are rejoicing.
Rejoicing, Mike.
See, I should have probably smelled something when I said, rejoicing with the news that his music show will return this fall on KCJJ and three other stations. Now, did he let you know at all about
I found
any of
this,
that?
And first of all, we need to say it ain't true.
It's a lie.
Rob Radio is quite dormant.
I saw the
we're
post.
Hoping that the pupa may open for a butterfly in the near future, but right now it is a cocoon. There's nothing there.
Yeah, so is it?
I'd be happy if Bridges would send me $20 in the mail once every 6 months.
So when you saw that, Mike, did you click right away, or did you just sit there and stew
immediately,
for a little bit?
Well, No, I didn't stew at all. I clicked on it, and I go there, and then there's nothing more.
It says you've been pranked.
Yeah,
I click on it, and it says prank.link. You got owned.
Oh, you got owned.
1,431 trolled people. Yeah. What a nasty, nasty little
and
man.
What the
Tab
thing,
Patterson
the thing
is.
That is the most rotten is you look at it. There's the people that you know you're acquainted with that don't have the care to click through, and I see like 36 people that I went to high school with that are like, all right, way to go. Because they don't know. They have no idea it's a prank. So they think I'm succeeding. And now they have to figure out nothing has changed.
Do you think that there's a belief that the people that were not just randomly wishing you joy would be more inclined to click on the link to see if it was either true or just to confirm something that was extremely disappointing news to them?
I think they were probably the ones that clicked through were the ones that hate me. That's the people who click through. But you see, this is revenge on
or
Tab's
or the people
part.
You work with.
That's the governor.
Yeah. Right. This is revenge on Tab's part because Facebook, I have a long-running joke that I play on Tab. Tab describes himself as funny but not fun. And having spent time with him, I can say that's mostly true. And one of the things he doesn't like to do is deal
Where is the fun? And I don't disagree with that necessarily on the surface, but could you just explain to me where's the funny part?
Oh, the funny is there. The funny is there.
Give us an example. Give us an example.
For example, he does. He has a long-running relationship with how much he hates the geese in his neighborhood.
True.
And that is a very entertaining
I got it. You know what? Because he talks about his lake, and he talks about how horrible the lake is. Lake Awesome when it's really not awesome. So that's funny. Okay. That's exactly
so he is fun, but not, he is funny, but not fun. And like because awesome. He doesn't like to deal with like people,
like a
and
drainage ditch in back of his yard,
being social, about 2 or 3 times a year, I will post on his page and my page, "Happy Birthday, Tab." Hope it's a great year. Just because I know that people know of him from this show and the 5,000 people that we're friends with on Facebook will start flooding him with birthday messages, and he hates it. He absolutely hates it. And another thing like that is the other night, Carrie and the kids and I went out to dinner, and I tagged him that he was at dinner with us and then started making up funny things that he was doing and saying. And said, having a great time with Tab. Okay. And then people start pouring in like, you should have told me he was in town and all this stuff. And it's really just to screw with him. And so this is him screwing with me back. But I have to admit, he took it to the next level because it's a pretty funny looking post that looks like it might be genuine.
Yeah, and the thing about that is, do they control what goes on this? I mean, I would
you
think
can probably
that that's
create
a,
your own.
I think you can create anything. Yeah. And if you
rather
the thing
slippery
is,
slope there, I would think for people that really wanted to hurt people.
If you look at it, what is the link for it? It's like news.news.news.news.
feed news with a z.com.
Yeah, not your most credible source right there.
Feednews.com/ / by news.
So that's just taboo.
Mike O'Mara marries fourth wife. Congratulations.
Right. You get 266 likes on this. Did you see one of them, though?
Well, no.
Right next to Tab Patterson, the second person to like this news, who probably didn't click through. Do you know who that was?
Who?
Kevin McCarthy, Rob
Spear. Oh, isn't that sweet?
That's very nice.
Kevin McCarthy.
He's rooting for you.
Who is rooting for you. Yeah. Kevin McCarthy.
And
who,
I him.
No, that's not true.
No, I am now. So I am.
You, we've nothing could be further. Don't lie to a liar. Come on now.
No,
you,
we've
nothing
buried
could
the
be
hatchet. He friended me on Facebook. He voiced a promo for Cake and Cookies. He's been nothing but nice. We actually had a brief exchange when he went to Vienna, Austria, about how great it was over there and how lucky he was. Yeah, so we're
bought
talking.
He's bought in, Mike.
Yeah.
He's bought in.
You know what?
20 years.
It took 20 years.
As much as, and you know, I'm a fan of BDK. I'm a fan of Kevin's, and I think it's great that he's doing all this stuff, but I can't listen to his reviews anymore because I actually went to the Tom Cruise movie based on his recommendation.
You didn't like it?
God, it was horrible.
Oh,
it was
no. Yeah, it's don't ruin it for me. I still got
to
see it. Please.
Hard to like a movie that you drive 2 hours to get to the theater.
I got to ruin. Everybody, if you don't want a spoiler alert, this is a front-loaded spoiler alert. Oscar, you can't know. I'm not going to front-load it. Okay, you know the stunt, right?
Yeah, that they talk it happens about? At the beginning of the movie. I know that.
That was such a disappointment. I was going to that movie to see that stunt.
You start with action.
The first minute.
You can start
with other action. Come here.
Mike, you should do a fake news story about how disappointed you
were. Did you drive 2 hours?
I drove the almost 1 hour up to Bangor to see it.
That's
and
rough.
Then I could not find the theater. It was like in the behind the dumpsters of this shopping mall. And I went in there and I saw it. And it was just, it was a massive theater that this thing was in. And there was nobody in there. Nobody. There was not one person during the day.
Are you sure this was a movie theater or not like someone's living room?
Well, Bangor's outdoorsy. Theater. It's an outdoorsy town, I imagine.
Very good. That was a regular theater. Yeah. It just was older, and it was kind of put off to the side. It wasn't
Green
part
door.
Of the mall, so I had to drive around the mall. I thought it was that. Usually they're attached to the mall.
Right.
And this one was not attached. It was off, and then I had to, like,
they're so
get
not
out.
Into movies.
No, they're not into movies up here. People are doing other stuff. You know, they're drinking. Well, they're drinking craft brews, and you know, they're eating blueberries. I don't know. They're
visiting
not into
Tim Bertina. She puts on a good show. Now, that's a stunt.
Haven't had the pleasure this year. Haven't really had the pleasure this year.
Well, you know, the
it,
thing is that the boy's not old enough yet, but next year.
Yeah, he'll love it next year.
He will. He truly will.
Sorry.
Can I throw something in real quick? I wanted to tell you about this before the show, but you know our buddy Jim Villani, who is the maestro for the Manassas Symphony?
Absolutely.
Last year, he had me out to host a concert at the Harris Pavilion right in downtown Manassas. And we
beautiful
had,
downtown
Yeah,
Manassas.
We had a blast, and he was kind enough to invite me to host again this year. So if you're looking for something to do this Sunday afternoon, this is Saturday, the 23rd.
Oh, this is this weekend. Okay.
Sunday, August 23rd at 3 p.m. at the Harris Pavilion right there in Old Town Manassas. It's a free concert. The whole symphony is there. It's actually very cool because they've
You're
got like
man.
70 to 90 pieces set up right under the pavilion, and they're not just playing stuffy classical music. They're playing stuff from ABBA, stuff from Led Zeppelin, stuff from the Rolling Stones. It's called One More Time, Hits from ABBA to Zeppelin, and I will be your charming host, and I would love to say hi
You're
to you. It's
good
a,
man,
it's
Rob.
A great, fun
Thank you.
Event, so come on
we
out
have,
and see
We actually have a clip from last year when Rob hosted. Good. This was at the Harris Pavilion.
A defensive tackle!
It didn't go as well as I'd hoped. And also, this will be fun. There's something to root for. I told a political-tinged joke. I forget what it was. And I did get physically booed last year. So...
Do you remember the nature of the joke?
I do not. I wish I did. I wish I could tell you. I may have
Hey, everybody.
The...
I'm Rob Spiewak. Wait.
I gotta get the right
Okay. Right. But right. We did. I got booed. I'm really, honestly, a little surprised he's having me back.
Oh, that's
so
nice,
I can
though.
Make good on it. So come on out and boo me. It'll be nice.
Now,
don't
really
boo
don't
you.
You don't remember
don't
the
boo
joke
Rob.
At all.
I don't. I probably could research it because I think I ran tape on it and it sounded. It ended up sounding.
But you said it was politically tinged.
Yeah, I think it was a politically tinged joke, and it perhaps didn't play to the.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rob Spiewak. Great to have you here at the Harris Pavilion. Hey, who likes the movie Song of the South?
No, no.
Oh, am I previewing? Oh, am I previewing this week's bonus hour? I think I am.
In Manassas.
I think I am.
Yeah, Mike in
you
Manassas.
Cheers.
That might have played really well. Yeah. You never could tell.
Well, it's a wonderful venue, just steps away from my former residence. And
your former restaurant.
I only wish I could be there. I, Carla never understands when I say my abiding goal in life now is to never set foot in that town again.
Well, yeah. I will definitely send your regards.
Even when I come to visit you. Oh, by the way, I've already gotten the clearance when I come to visit you guys.
Yeah.
The motel down the street.
Nice. So there'll be a big kegger.
I will not be. Yeah, big kegger at my room. That's what we'll be doing when I get back. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll basically be a pipeline, Herndon, Virginia, to Northwest Washington, D.C. That's
perfect.
The way it goes.
Nice. Perfect.
We'll take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. I want to talk about Crows, Oscar with a Caitlyn Jenner update, and the Chipotle hack. I want to find out about this when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, business owners, it's summertime, and this is when you need to hire the best people because all your competitors, by the way, are on vacation. So right now is the time to find quality candidates. But to find the best, you can't rely on one single job posting. It is a jungle out there. There are dozens of different job sites, and you can't negotiate all of them until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com. Remember that name. ZipRecruiter.com. You can post to over 100 job sites with one single click, and you'll be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just one post, and within 24 hours, you can sit back and watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface.
Interface.
I like that interface. Actual client testimonials call ZipRecruiter effective, essential, and second to none. Plus, it's the best way to weed out the duds from the duds.
Nice.
ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. Shouldn't you give it a try? You can try ZipRecruiter today. It's absolutely free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS to get started. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Don't wait. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Did anybody see the viral video about the Chipotle hack that was floating around the internet?
The half menu?
The hack meant where you can go to Chipotle and there is a way around getting the regular burrito where you will get some ridiculous amount more food.
46% more food for the same amount of money. I saw that, yes.
You do it because you order the burrito bowl, not the burrito. Then you ask for a tortilla, and they can give you one or two. They give them to you for free.
Ooh, yes.
And then you you ask for two kinds of rice, and that gives you 93% more rice. It was fascinating. You know,
it was.
For the people in the United States that feel that the Chipotle burrito is simply not enough food. What the hell is going on? Of all the companies that you would talk about trying to screw out of extra food, the one that gives you a burrito the size of the space shuttle is the one that people are deciding to get over.
Yeah,
did anybody see this?
I did see it, as a matter of fact.
When I get the burrito bowl, I usually get a healthier version of the actual Chipotle burrito.
Okay, then I'll talk to you later.
Where I just get the, I think, the pinto beans and then double chicken. I'll pay for the second order of chicken, but then when I saw this,
I actually have. I wrote down my regular order here.
Oh, please.
I get also the burrito bowl. I get the pinto beans, not the black beans. I get brown rice, which is healthier. I get
the
grilled
rice,
chicken.
Starch.
I also get the fajita vegetables, which are offered on the side. Then I get the
I've seen
guacamole.
Your burrito bowls. They are not healthy.
I get the guacamole. I get just a little ranch dressing. I also get blue cheese dressing. Tuna in a can, Captain Crunch, peanut M&Ms, and ground Kit Kat bar on top.
You see, no sour cream. And that saves nearly 200 calories right there.
Also, the Chipotle I go to, I actually have to ask them to put it in a salamander oven, which is the broiler on top, and I have them sprinkle it with brie, cheddar, and also Jimmy's from the kind that you get out, the multicolored Jimmy's that you get on a Sunday.
Delicious.
It's
sprinkles are for winners, Mike.
Yes. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's so funny when we think that this is such a big deal.
Well, you know what I hated about
how productive is it?
I read it, and for one thing, I thought about how many times did this guy have to go to Chipotle, then go home and measure, and because there's a lot of science behind it if you buy into it. But several times he talked about he had to order it at a certain time because if you do it towards the end, the employee is more likely to just give in and not question. And right. I don't think that's fair. That introduces a human element to it. So I don't think it's valid, because he says, and at the very end, if you say, oh, yeah, and can I have another kind of bean, they're just going to go, all right, here it is, just to move you on. That may or may not happen. It's an isolated
incident. Well, you conjure him. You're just basically running a con. By the way, the guy's name is Dylan Gross.
Yeah, disgusting.
G-R-O-S-Z. That's the guy that did it. Looks like he got most of his... Now, why is he showing... Oh, he got a maximized... It shows a longer tortilla. I'm not sure how that's happening. He shows a longer tortilla. They don't give you extra... he put two together. That's what he did.
Two tortillas.
He stole an extra tortilla.
Two tortillas.
And then he got extra beans. He got the extra beans, too. And he took all the goo out of his beans, too.
Mike, I have built a burrito, your typical burrito at Chipotle.
And I'm sure you've done it in your home.
I'll have you guess the calorie count, okay?
Okay.
We've got a flour tortilla.
Right.
We've got chicken.
All right.
Well, I just chose chicken. White rice,
mm-hmm.
Fresh tomato salsa, roasted chili corn salsa. You can get both if you'd like. And then I have sour cream, cheese, guacamole, and lettuce.
No, your sour cream and your cheese has just and your guacamole. Has upped the calorie count significantly.
Where do you think we are in calories? It's a regular.
You're probably right now well over 800 calories.
Oh, I'll definitely take the over. I'll say 1200.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else?
No, I'm not going to say 1200.
I'd say
you're probably
1600.
Okay. I'm going to say you're at 1100 calories.
1360.
Wow.
Is the total. Now I'll
Your friends are.
I'll take away the sour cream and I'll take away
the cheese.
I'll take away the cheese. I'll keep the
guacamole. Don't take away the guacamole.
Okay. No, can we do it one item at a time to see what really builds it up?
Okay.
Okay.
So 1360 minus cheese is.
Hold on. Minus cheese is 1260.
Okay. So it's about 100 calories.
100 calories. And then I'm going to take away the sour cream. Mm-hmm. And then we're at 1145.
So 115 extra calories.
Then I'll take the guacamole away. And that's the biggest impact, 915.
Wow, 200, yeah.
Yeah.
And the guacamole is, you know, the guacamole is one of those food products that has that illusion of being healthy that, the guacamole is not the problem. It's the chips that you put on it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, also they'll say, oh, it's a healthy fat.
So for that calorie count, I would really just go to McDonald's and get a number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true with that. This guy, his methodology was simple. After he ordered, he then separated and weighed the ingredients. He had to leave out some of the most delicious ones, the aforementioned sour cream and guac, so it wouldn't be a ridiculous mess to measure. He made tiny adjustments to the way he ordered each ingredient, weighed the differences, and developed a hack for each. Gross told BuzzFeed he was shocked by the results. When I tested all the methods, he said, at once, it far surpassed our most optimistic expectations. Doesn't he even talk like a nerd? When I tested all the methods at once, it far surpassed our most optimistic expectations. I'd like to punch this guy.
The final conclusion is that after all of this research, he will never, ever get laid.
He rejected the null hypothesis.
I thought I might get a 50% improvement, but 80%? 86% is just crazy.
I also was able to extend my profit margins by filling my pockets with hot sauce.
All right, so...
God.
Okay, here's the method if you want it. I'll share it with you because there's going to be somebody going to a Chipotle today. You get a burrito bowl instead of just a burrito. That will snag you 15% more food.
Nice. And Mike, really, isn't it about quality?
Once again, the burrito is so much food. It's so much food, but you need 15% more. It's so... This is why we are hated, as Jerry Seinfeld would say. This is why people all over the world hate us. We're trying to get 15% more food when we need when it's more than you could possibly need. Then you can order a tortilla on the side for free, and sometimes two. This is the balls on that. You know, you're in front of this guy. Can I have a second tortilla for my dog? You know, bite me. Get
as
out of
the line. As long as they're free, maybe two.
So Gross writes, ask for the tortillas at the end when the staff just wants you to go away.
See, that's a dick move right there.
Yes, it is. It's a total dick move. Then use the tortilla to wrap the burrito yourself. It may seem daunting. Oh, that's right. Yes, daunting. Yeah. Say that to the people in Bangladesh that are living in their own poo. Yes, it's a daunting task, you dick. But anyway, he says, it may seem daunting, but you can do it.
Of all the things it seems, daunting is not among them. It seems like you're being an a-hole is what it seems
like. Order two on the side to increase your total weight by 25%. You'll have to wrap it yourself, douche. Asking for both kinds of rice got gross. 93% more rice. Isn't that wonderful? Number three, let's see. Asking for both beans also led to an average of 92% more beans. Now, see, I didn't know you could do that. That's one that I didn't know you could do because I don't mind black beans and I don't mind pinto beans. I think they're both.
Do you have a preference?
To be perfectly honest with you, I don't.
Really?
I don't at all. I think there's one that's lower in calorie. If I'm not mistaken. Oscar, do you have the calories there? Because it would tell you how many.
I can pull
find
them right
out
now.
All right, then ask for half of one meat and half of another. On average, you will get 54% more meat.
Okay, Chipotle.
Do they only have, like, is it because of
pinto
bad spooning?
Beans, pinto beans have 115 calories. All right. So then the black beans have 120 calories.
Five more calories.
Really not that much more. Mm-hmm. So you when you ask for half and half, you get more meat because they, you know, they take the spoonful.
White rice.
And you know what you should say? I'll have half beef and half beef.
White rice. White rice and brown rice.
That's funny. Can I get half beef and half beef? Oscar, the fat guys in the room are laughing at this because we ain't thinking about it. That's for
white
sure.
White rice and brown rice are both 210. So you've got 210 calories
yeah,
per,
but you're looking at
rice.
That's a breakdown of the starch, I think. I think the white rice is not as
no,
good
it says
for
calories.
You.
Oh, it says calories.
But I mean health, overall health-wise.
Oh, I don't
want
know
it to
that. It's still calories.
I
though,
hate
right?
brown rice.
And they do mix the cilantro in with the rice. So, you know. Yeah, yeah. Make a note of that.
Number six, ask for the free ingredients that they rarely ask about to increase size by 15%. That would be fajita veggies. We put fajita veggies mm-hmm. in our burritos all the time. And corn salsa. Doing all the tricks together, you'll have to double wrap the burrito yourself. It gets you a giant burrito that weighs almost 32 ounces.
Jesus!
At no additional cost.
Oh, my God. Chips and guacamole, 800 calories.
Seriously?
Holy smokes.
Yep.
Wow.
The final burrito weighed 86% more than the control burrito. but after all of that deliciousness, Gross said he needed a little bit of a burrito break. I didn't eat many of the 35 experimental burritos. Those went to the office. But seeing them every day and dissecting their innards kind of turned me off from eating Chipotle for a few days. What a pure dick. You just explain how to screw this company. And look, I'm no corporate, you know, shill.
Right.
I don't care. But the fact he gets done with this is like, it kind of turned me off dissecting. Why? Because they were, were there rat hairs in there too, Mr. Gross?
And
is
also,
that what it was?
Speaking of Mr. Gross, after he touched and weighed and just mm-hmm. fondled every ingredient, he reassembled and then gave it to the people in the office?
Sounds like it.
Thanks,
sounds
buddy.
Like that's what he
guys,
did.
Guys, this is what's also strange here. And look, Chipotle's an upfront company. They have this calculator on yeah. for these calories, right? And you mentioned white rice versus brown rice.
Right.
So the calories from white rice out of the 210 are 38 from fat, right?
Okay.
38 calories from fat for the white rice. From the brown rice, which we think is healthier,
yeah.
50.
Huh.
A higher number.
That would have to do maybe
wait a minute.
With
the brown rice is more than the white rice?
That's from fat, yeah. Calories
more
from fat.
Yeah. Maybe it's the way
complex
they cook it?
Carbs, simple carbs.
Yeah. Pretty wild, man.
I hate brown
Do you
rice.
Notice how Rob and I and Rofo, when we're having this discussion, we just kind of lose our mojo about it? It just sucks to talk. Just put everything in there. For God's sakes, put it over there and then put it in a deep fryer. Make it a chimichanga.
Exactly.
For God's sakes.
Can't just spread beans on it and wrap it in something?
We've been eating healthy, not at all.
All right, before we go to break, I want to do it because it's the end of the week. I want to get a Caitlyn Jenner update. Rob, you're not watching the show. I'm not watching the show.
The first episode did not impress me enough for me to stay with it. I'm not totally off the bandwagon for CJ. If I see it on TV, I would take a peek. But it's not in my DVR right now.
Luckily, we do have one member of the crew that is poking his head. Are you watching it regularly, Oscar? Is that true?
I am Caitlin. Yes, it's on my DVR, and I watch it.
I am Caitlin. Thank you very much. Yes. How's the season going?
The season is progressing as, you know, Caitlin,
right.
formerly Bruce, is discovering the world, the transgender world, as he's made a little group of friends. Has made her little group of friends, and some of his older friends are now feeling slighted because he apparently now.
Hold on, Caitlin wants to come in and say something, just very briefly. She'll be in and out.
Hold on, comes by.
Here she comes. I like barbacoa. Thank you very much.
In the latest episode,
I hope she heard the last part, segment.
She tries on her first bathing suit, which is a big step for her. Mm-hmm. Why is everybody being quiet?
We're trying to be sensitive. Yeah, and you understand that that's the way.
What I thought was interesting is, while some of her older friends, it's like when someone gets super famous out of the blue, you forget the people that were there before
we
you were famous.
We saw it with
right?
Rob Ford.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. As soon as he became the executive producer of the Tony Perkins Show, yeah. We were mud to him.
Yeah. That's right.
So she's going through that a little bit with some of her older friends. But what I thought was the most interesting, and I know it's a reality show, and it's some people say it's trashy. I know.
Well,
I get
it's not.
It,
it's not so much trashy as it's just not real.
Incidentally, can I say this?
Yes.
You know, when we're talking about the transgender community, and arguably, Caitlyn Jenner has done a lot to remove some of the stigma. Yeah. From
so
this.
Much
and
more
think,
good
yeah,
than
absolutely.
Anyone ever thought they could
more
be
good.
Accomplished.
Where I hear the negativity regarding Caitlyn Jenner is specifically about reality TV programming. That's yeah. where I hear
yep.
you know, the association with the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. There is a large there are a large number of Americans who do not care for this family and this reality show
the
and
Kardashian
everything that they've
effect.
Done
yes.
and the fact mm-hmm. that they you know that Kim Kardashian you know really made her name by basically doing a porno.
The Ray J
yeah.
video.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you know so there are a lot of people that still react very negatively to that. Other than that, you take that away, I do agree that she did a lot to put this
it's
issue
unprecedented.
On the front burner. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Unprecedented. So, and just to give you a picture, I passively watch it where I'm like, oh, I walk in and my girl's watching. I'm like, again.
All right.
Like, this is enough.
Oh, wait.
Well, thank you, Mike.
And then, thank you, Caitlin.
Nice for CJ to come
and
by.
And then when I hear her talking about the One Piece, I can't help but just perk up and like, all right, let's see this thing. You know what I mean? Let's see how this thing
but
looks.
Does it feel, when you watch it, and I got this feeling on about more than half of the first episode. That's what I watched.
Yes.
There were certain parts that felt very genuine, and that was very, very, that was good television as far as I was concerned. But then there was a lot of it that felt absolutely manufactured.
Absolutely.
So the bathing suit thing, is that, did that feel real?
That
did
felt
that feel,
real because you can't imagine what it must feel like to wear a bathing suit for the first time when you were a man and now
right.
you're transitioning into a woman or okay. you don't identify with a gender.
Understood.
You know, you're trying
has
to figure that out.
Has it been, and I am, pardon me if I am insensitive here, I am not trying to be so. I am simply asking questions because I do not know
okay.
the subject matter. Has the decision been made that that Caitlyn will become a full woman by having the surgery to gender transformation surgery?
She, as far as I know, she's identifying more as a woman.
Right.
I don't know. She hasn't talked about the surgery. And again, I'm learning through the show, so it's helping me understand more, right?
During
right.
the
right.
Diane
so,
Sawyer interview, didn't she say that it
was
a step-by-step process
yeah.
and no decisions
right?
were made? Yeah.
They have all right. the parts.
All right,
that being
good.
Said, I watch her get in the pool. I'm like, oh, you know, looks like Caitlyn's got it put together pretty well, right?
Sure, sure.
And then you smash cut to during this entire episode, you've got the Kardashians who are pissed because at this point they've already filmed the show. They're pissed about the Vanity Fair article that has come out and where Bruce says kind of not so nice things about
right.
Kris Jenner, his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Right?
Kris Jenner's a rhino. She's a
wow.
bitch.
Wow. Yeah.
So,
yeah, she bitch on wheels.
Absolutely.
So Caitlyn yeah. talks about her life in brief in that Vanity Fair article about how her life or his life at that point with Kris Jenner wasn't as great as people thought and
right.
alludes to Kris treating him like S, right?
Right.
So Kim Kardashian's there. She's upset. All the daughters are upset because they think that Bruce publicly dismissed. And
so there, you're getting all this on camera.
Yeah, and I'm watching this, and I'm sitting there. I said, I've seen that reality show. Kris Jenner treated him like
yeah.
right?
Right? Right, exactly.
Yeah, and
exactly.
I said the same thing to my girlfriend. I said, you've watched all these episodes far more than I have. The times I've watched it, didn't she do that? And she said, yes. Then I was like, then why are these daughters upset? So, and they're not upset to the point that he needs to call her and say, I'm sorry, this is what I meant by the article.
And they're certainly not so upset that they're not going to show up
and
do camera time with
exactly.
old Caitlyn.
They're so upset that Kim Kardashian is asking Caitlyn now to publicly address Kris Jenner and say that she was a nice wife and to public, but she kept on saying publicly, not privately. Not give a phone call and say, you know, I love you. We've had some bad times. You know how it goes.
Is that Kris Jenner calling?
Oh.
No, unfortunately, that is, you know, when you have something that rolls through to your phone, that's the way.
Oh, okay.
That means when you don't turn off your ringer to your phone.
Yes. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Right into my computer. Sorry about that.
Mike, I will tell you this. Just so you know what an enthusiast I am, I thought you had manufactured another bit for us.
You could have gone, hello.
Oh, look who's here.
Please, Mike, adjust your settings.
All right, it is riveting television.
All right, I'll check it out this Sunday.
Whether you're into it, understand it or not, it is riveting.
And we'll have a roundtable on Monday.
Perfect.
Cool.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Oscar. We got more Oscar coming up. Oscar Rossi just around the corner. You are listening to The Mike O'Meara Show. Spoken
like a disease. Hi, this is Oscar's phone. Oscar says he's too busy to record promos for Tech 411. As for Todd, well, he's just too wealthy and good-looking to do a task like that. So here we go. Tech 411 is two guys trying to bring you the biggest tech news stories for the week. They also give you an app of the week. In the end, Todd will plug White Noise and Compulsy, then talk about how hard his life is. Oscar will say hello in Chinese. Oh no, Oscar has had a few too many again and is making me get him an Uber. Please listen so he has more to do than drink.
Your personal guide to everything tech.
Tech 411.
Tech 411 with Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. It's now available. It's Open Mic, the audiobook, and you are going to love it. Listen to the story of the Mike O'Meara Show as read by the authors Mike, Rob, and Oscar in their own words, the entire book, and then some.
Absolutely. You know what's great? One thing that's addressed is how much we all love our jobs. We love it so much more than many other people love their jobs.
She's sitting in the parking lot outside of her job crying because she has to face another day working there. Rob, does it ever make you feel bad that your wife is so unhappy when you are so happy at work?
At times.
He means never.
He comes in and high-fives us every morning. She's going to have another shitty day today. Yes!
Well, I have to find happiness somewhere, don't I, Mike?
Oh, hear the whole story, the inside scoop told by the people who lived it, plus surprises, expanded and updated content, audio treats, and guest stars. Months in the making and loaded with exclusive extras, it's TMOS in a dynamic new way, unlike ever before. Great in the car, at home, on the beach, and all summer long. Download the fun, because fun is the best thing to have. Only $6.99, and it's now available. Download it instantly on iTunes or at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Open Mic, the audiobook. You're going to love what you hear. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. It's Oscar Rossi for the Friday. Take it away, Oscar.
Fellas.
Nice haircut.
Kelly Clarkson is not fat. She's pregnant.
Oh, you can be both.
Good for her. That's fat. Well, fresh off yesterday's show where we got to listen to that wonderful Kelly Clarkson reading the Tinder profiles.
She's great.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, she announced yesterday that she's pregnant with her second child. And, you know,
Is it Justin's? Because I remember there was a movie that she loved Justin.
Justin Guarini?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice, Justin Guarini. Nice way pull. To remember the last name.
Oh, I know.
Didn't we interview Justin Guarini on the old show?
Yeah, and you know what? He's not bad. He's got a good
Very
sense
nice
of humor.
Guy.
Yeah,
yeah. He gets it. He knows who he is. Yep. I like that guy. Absolutely.
So I've been one to say, and I've made jokes that it looked like she ate Kelly Clarkson from American Idol, the first season. I take all that back. She's clearly just in the throes of motherhood, right?
Right, sure.
Well, yeah. Good for her. You know, you can't argue with the talent. You really can't. And, she's got a sense of humor. And, you know, when you're thrust into the spotlight and you're a complete amateur, and that's what those people were on American Idol, it's tough.
And
it's
she's over, season
It's literally
one.
Overnight success.
She's season one, so there was not even a template for her to follow.
Absolutely not.
But
Absolutely
one thing I do not. Know is she's the kind of girl that when she gets on stage, she says, I want both kinds of beans.
Such a dude. Jennifer Aniston reveals how she kept her wedding secret.
Kelly Clarkson only asked for the extra tortilla at the end of the concert.
That's her rider. Two tortillas.
Two tortillas in there. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Oscar.
So, I think this is interesting for two reasons. One, You know, Jennifer Aniston has always had this, like, checkered past as far as romance goes.
Yeah, she's not easy to get along with.
Well, not just that. What happened with her and Brad Pitt. She sure. found happiness, and she got married a couple weeks ago, but it was a secret wedding. Mm-hmm. What was interesting about this is my sister lives two blocks down from where Jennifer Aniston lives, and she on that Wednesday, she noticed that there were all these cars going by the house because she lives in one of these houses that doesn't have a gate, clearly. They're just doctors, right? Flying by, black cars. And she thought something was going on. It was the wedding on a Wednesday.
And they really did an amazing job of keeping that on the QT. I give Jennifer Aniston a tremendous amount of credit for that.
Pretty
wild. You know, she's somebody that's done a pretty darn decent job of handling all the crap with the breakup of Brad Pitt, maintaining her movie career, making some decent movies at the same
time. Looking beautiful at age 46.
Looking gorgeous.
Still beautiful.
She is somebody that has I have a tremendous amount of respect for, and I wish her, I hope she is happy, and has a wonderful life, because I admire what she's done with her career.
She is clearly the best thing in Horrible Bosses, too. She really is.
Yeah, she is.
I know this is the Oscarazzi, but I think we'd be remiss not to mention this. This broke during our show, and you've probably heard about it now, that former President Carter, he announced that he has brain cancer.
Yeah, very sad.
Cancer
very
sad,
right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But 90, as we talked about during the break, 90 is a seriously solid run.
It's
especially
a good
what
run, but
right?
The thing that is so tragic is he has done so much and he is so smart that this would be what takes him down. You would almost hope it would be something, and this is a grim view, but you almost want it to be something more debilitating. The fact is that outside of the cancer, he is still healthy and vibrant, and it's a tragedy. He's a smart
and
man.
He literally wrote the book on what to do after you're the president of the United States, and he set the tone for presidents after him to be active and socially active and do good for others and really
sort
pay
of
it back.
Ushered in the new modern era of the presidency. I think it sort of began with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fellas, have you read the details about how Affleck and his nanny allegedly got together?
No.
No,
so,
this is interesting.
Apparently, the Afflecks were in the Bahamas vacationing, and he was flying back to Los Angeles on the private jet, and the nanny was there as well, so the nanny was just going to hitch a ride to Los Angeles, but instead... it says here that allegedly Affleck convinced a nanny to continue on to Las Vegas where he was going to go to a poker tournament. So they stopped by Los Angeles, picked up Tom Brady, and they all three went to Las Vegas.
All right, question.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You mean the Tom Brady?
The Tom Brady, because he's friends with him. And there's a picture of the nanny wearing all four of Tom Brady's Super Bowl rings.
Hold it.
The private jet.
Hold everything. This is new to me.
Yes.
I did not know about this. So Tom Brady is picked up in L.A. by Ben Affleck on a private jet with just this nanny in tow. That and the three of them
go to
take
Las
a little flight to Las Vegas.
And
Nevada.
When Jennifer Garner found out about the private trip to Las Vegas, they filed for separation 3 days later.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Does this
God.
Nanny ever watch the kids?
Because, then what's the deal?
What's the deal with
Jennifer Garner down there with the kids? Is that it?
Yeah, this is a
hold that
nanny.
Picture up, Pony. I want to see that picture.
No,
that's
Fran Drescher as the nanny.
Oh my God. You won the Super Bowl. What an amazing treat it is to fly to Vegas on a jet from the Bahamas to Los Angeles.
But that is pretty great. How did he possibly think she wouldn't find out about that?
Well, you know, there's this old story about the little one doing the thinking for the big one.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
Well,
that's
also,
the way that goes.
You're dealing with a girl in her 20s, and she posted a picture of her wearing the Super Bowl rings on the private jet.
That's like Gone Girl. That is exactly like Gone Girl.
Oh, my God. Oh,
now, they could just be friends. Give him the benefit of the doubt. It could be possibly just, you know, hey, you want to come along? You've worked hard. Let's go to Vegas.
Well, here it is. There are two options here. There are only two that I can see.
Right.
You're a pal, and just come along. You want to do that? You got the weekend off. Come out to Las Vegas. With Here's Tom Brady. Or, hey, Tom Brady.
No, they're not
look what
Eiffel
I got
Tower.
On that jet.
They're not Eiffel Tower.
Look what I got on that left jet for you. All right. Menage a trois.
I'm just guessing, Mike. I've got money that says those rings came off before the flight was over.
No. The story goes on again. It's alleged. It says that he hit her during the entire trip. That's what
hit her. Not
that's
hit her.
What is.
Yeah, not hit her.
She was hidden.
She's not hidden.
I'll wrap up with this. This is actually
that's incredible.
That's a great story.
Well, that picture is so damning.
It is.
It's so damning, right? If you're going to do that, you got to take your creeper's phone and like confiscate
it. And she's not wearing shoes either.
You got to confiscate it for the entire trip. It's like, look. Mm-hmm.
It might have been because she had just come through security.
Thank you, Rob. TSA made me do it.
She's got a little like, you know, golfer socks on there on her little feet.
No, it's right,
creepy. She's got a hole in one of the socks.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. You settle down.
She wears them to church.
Yeah, crazy fun. Crazy
they're
fun.
Acting crazy now, ain't they?
Yeah, she seems relaxed.
Chatterman, get your affairs in order. You don't want this to happen to you. Apparently still, and this is so sad when this happens, Robin Williams' widow and her kids are still at a stalemate over his estate.
Oh, no.
They are fighting over the millions and in real estate and actually possessions that Robin left, but there was no detailed will to let them know exactly what went to who.
Very
and they're
sad.
Still fighting over it. Very tragic, very right?
Yeah, that's a bummer.
A man that worked his entire life, you feel like somebody should have set that up for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would think. You know, right? You have handlers that do that.
So same reason he probably didn't get the care he should have gotten to. That
true.
Sucks. Yep. That whole thing is very depressing. Thank you, Oscar.
Hatsi.
We will take a break. Come back with the final audio vault of the week with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I went to college in 1989, and I went to orientation with my father.
I went to college in 1889.
Beautiful. When we were seated at the orientation and the dean came out and he said, "We here at VCU will not teach you the answers, but we will teach you how to find the answers." And my father leaned over to me in the auditorium and said, "Then why the fuck are you going here?"
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Bonus. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't let the summertime temperatures fool you. Fall is right around the corner, and that means back to school time. Kids hate it. But mom and dad are tickled pink because it's easy to stock up on all your school time essentials at Amazon.com. Amazon has everything for back to school, books, supplies, lunchboxes, even clothes and shoes. Besides, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. So if you're shopping Amazon anyway, please shop in a way that helps us out. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best way to support this show. So the next time you need to buy anything, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Thanks, cousins! We appreciate that. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, August 21, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
This was sent to me by my Uncle George, and I know for a fact it can't be true, but it is so entertaining I had to share it with you anyway. It is a fake video from Germany of helium-infused beer. And as I looked at it closer, all they've done is taken a bottle of Sam Adams and taped a label on it that says helium. And so, but these are real German people drinking beer that apparently has been carbonated with helium. And this is
now, is it really carbonated with helium or not?
Of course not. And also, even if it was, it wouldn't make any difference because you're not breathing the beer, you're drinking the beer. The reason helium makes you talk funny is it goes in your lungs.
Yes.
And it's lighter and it allows your vocal cords
to. So they're doing an elaborate.
It's an elaborate
shtick.
Yeah, but it is pretty funny because their laughter is infectious.
Helium beer is Quatsch. Dachten wir eigentlich.
Okay, here's the logo.
Also, es ist gar nicht so leicht, das herzustellen angeblich. Man, das Helium in das Bier zu kriegen, das ist nicht leicht verflüchtigt und man soll es relativ schnell trinken. Prost.
Prost.
Muss man das jetzt eigentlich? Scheiße.
The laughter
not infectious.
No, he's
Oscar,
not.
You're not feeling that.
He's not.
You're not.
I really
what's
kinda,
the matter with you?
When
what's
I put together the vault, I always try to predict what's going to land where. I had that 180 degrees wrong. I thought you'd be pissed, and I thought you'd like it.
But I like just hearing the German in helium. That's
I do. It's good stuff, but obviously it's a voice changer. But anyway, yep. You can Google that. That's a helium-infused beer. It's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. This broke this week. There's a talk station in New York City, WNYC. It's the home of the Brian Lehrer Show. And they were talking about Mayor Bill de Blasio. And they got a call from Louis. And, you know, it's just first name. It's Louis from New York.
Hey,
and,
it's Louis.
But after they played it, they began to realize that sounds just like Louis C.K. And they found out that he was actually in New York meeting with de Blasio and talking to him about a project. I think this is Louis C.K. just calling into a talk show.
The idea that the criticism of this mayor is that he doesn't go out and hold rallies to prove how great he's doing, and that he doesn't exert a massive effort that other mayors have to have the perception of how well he's doing, to me, that's a huge waste of time. I don't want a mayor that spends all his time bragging and taking victory laps. You want a guy that, or a woman who just does good. That's all I have to say about it. I really like this mayor. I think he deserves a better chance than he's getting.
Doesn't it sound like him?
It sounds just like
absolutely
him.
Absolutely yeah. Sounds like
but
him.
But how great
fantastic.
Is it that he didn't call in and say, hey, this is who I am and I want to talk? He was just Louis from New York, and he called in.
And he's a New York resident, isn't
yes.
he?
He is. Yeah, he films
and
in New York.
He has his kids in New York. Mm-hmm. And I believe that 100%. That's what I do.
Cool.
I listen to voices. That sounds
that
like
happens,
Louis C.K.
That is so cool.
And you know what? And that's very cool about de Blasio. De Blasio's gotten a lot
a
of
rough,
crap up there in
rough
New York
road,
City.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
You know what kids love now? And I thought it might have been just my son, but when I see him talking to his friends, 12 and 13-year-old kids are way, way into tennis shoes right now. And Robert...
Oh, yeah. Sneakerheads.
Yeah, he wants this Nike and this basketball player endorses this one. So basketball shoes are very, very popular right now. Macklemore designed his own Air Jordans. He had custom-built Air Jordans just for him, and rap singer Macklemore was able to show them to Michael Jordan, and he was expecting that Jordan would really like them.
So the six was still in the design phase. Okay. I showed him the shoe. And, you know, I have two pairs. I got the greens and the clays. And he was like, I don't like green. He was like, green. It reminds me of some Christmas. Like, no one's trying to wear some Christmas shoes. Like, just completely discarded my colorway. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna still do it.
Like, nobody wants to wear no Christmas shoes. Mm-mm.
How did he get to meeting with Michael Jordan?
Was he's because, a popular singer.
Yeah. And he's part of the company, right?
I've got a great story about that. Just quickly,
quick
sidebar.
Please.
So Jordan's contract is under lock and key at the Nike headquarters on a different door, and only three executives have the access to that contract because it's so coveted, right? Because if Under Armour or Reebok see that contract, they see the breakdown and they can start competing of how
sure.
much it actually is.
Sure,
right.
So
right.
Jordan sued a grocery store for $10 million in Chicago because they used his likeness. And the grocery store sued back and said, you get $10 million for your likeness? He goes, well, my name commands a certain dollar amount. So they requested and subpoenaed all the contracts.
Oh, no.
And now they're being pulled.
There you go. It's
Nike
a big deal for Nike.
Else. And Nike
so they're gonna rock their world.
Nike fought it, and everybody that's associated with Jordan fought it. They lost. They're gonna have to show the world what he actually makes. Last year, he's reported making a little over $356 million in retirement for the year.
Wow. Unbelievable.
But they're going to show the world what that contract is.
Wow.
That's
what does that
cool.
break down hourly? Right? I'm curious.
I don't know.
Anyway.
A lot of money for a guy who doesn't play basketball anymore.
Time sheets, yeah.
He should get a podcast.
Mike, there is a new toy for kids called Pop-Out Pets. And what it is a stuffed animal that as you turn it inside out and turn it inside out again, instead of seeing blood and guts, it becomes three different animals.
Ooh.
Like a beagle will become a frog, will become a rhinoceros or whatever.
It's a transformer of stuffed animals.
But the thing is the opening of the commercial has a kid that you want to kill. And I want you to hear his voice.
Mommy, want to see a magical surprise? I can change a monkey into a parrot into a frog right before your eyes.
Pop, 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 pop out.
Introducing Pop Out Pets.
I want to kill him. I really
well, you
do.
You know what? Look, I love children. I had a house full of them yesterday. Kids are fantastic. I don't like kids on TV, especially kids on commercials, because kids, by and large, don't have perfect diction. Outside
mommy,
of that
mommy,
Welch's grape juice.
I can change a monkey into a parrot into a frog right before your eyes.
Pop, pop, pop.
I think they did pretty well.
Okay, that's good.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to refrain comment because I really actually like Oscar. Let us close with this for the week. You know, it's so nice when they name the friendliest city in America.
According to a new list, Nashville is the friendliest city in America, while Philadelphia beat up the person who was putting together the list.
Cheers, Philadelphia. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show coming and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to send us anything, a letter, a package, whatever. TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Send some to him this weekend.
Please.
So he doesn't have to do it all on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and our interns Noel and Rofo and our executive producer Pony Boy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara saying have a fantastic weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Whoa, wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mommy, want to see a magical surprise? I can change a monkey into a parrot into a frog right before your eyes.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.